Okay, so first of all, I greatly appreciate all of you for registering to the course of Introduction to Entrepreneurship. You are warmly welcome, and I hope within next almost 2 months, the course will end on 22nd of May. So we will have 13 sessions, so I will try my best to fulfill your expectations, your learning expectations, which you brought into this course. So very warm welcome from my side. And how we will proceed further is with this course. So this course is designed differently, slightly different, because it's a basics level course. And in the class, you will see some of the students who are already at the advanced stage, because I was looking at the profile, and this has already happened in the previous years, that some of the students, they are from the business background, they are in master's level studies, some of them are from the exchange studies, and some of them are from completely non-business background. So just to set the expectations right, that this is a basics level course, and the idea of this course is very simple. That at the end of the course, after spending almost a couple of months in the class and outside of the class, you should be able to understand the basic and foundational concepts of entrepreneurship. That's the whole idea. So nothing, you know, more than that. But despite that, I have tried to include some of the practical exercises, assignments, and some of an entrepreneurial project. I will talk more on that. But having said that, in our today's session, can you hear me in the last row? Okay, that's good. That's good. So what we will be doing is I will be recording all the lectures. And all lectures will be available in Moodle. You can watch those lectures later on. And after that, you will have to complete some of the reflections. We will talk more about the reflections later on. But again, the course is again at the basics level. In our today's session, the idea is that we should be able to understand each other very well. And along with that, what we are going to discuss in the course, what are the expectations, how the learning outcomes are going to be assessed. And at the end of the session, you will be divided into different groups, which some of you have already seen on Moodle. I saw. It's very good to see, you know, active students who have already searched on the Moodle. And then we will end our today's session on the groups and what we expect and what are going to be different activities in the coming sessions. What is the teaching approach and all of that. But one thing is that please keep in mind that because you are in the center stage of learning. So if you are not learning anything out of these sessions, or the learning is not significant for you, the purpose of the course is not being fulfilled. So I'm very simplistic in my approach, that you should be able to learn at least some of the new things in every session that you can apply to your personal life as well as to your professional life later on. So please feel free to ask me any questions when you are sitting in the class. So it should not be the case that I am the one only speaking. I see some of the faces who have been with me in another course, and there the teaching approach was entirely different. So it was completely activity-based, but in this class, it is not possible, because last time I taught this course was in October, and there were 80 students. This year, because I switched the course because of my research visit, so there are around 43 students. And then next quarter, we also expect that there will be more than 100 students. So we cannot have, you know, those kind of very detailed, engaged activities into the class. So we can start with the introductions. As far as I'm concerned, my name is Sufyan. I'm from Pakistan. I came to Finland back in 2010 for my master's degrees in international business that I did from University of Turku. After completing my master's degree, I decided to go back to my home country. And there I have been teaching in different universities after my master's and also before my master's. So altogether, I have been teaching until now. I have been teaching at 7 different universities in Finland and also in Pakistan. Academically, I have done my PhD in international business. But during my PhD, my research focus was on international entrepreneurship. And that is where my love started for entrepreneurship. So I started reading more about entrepreneurship. I did research in entrepreneurship. And then I got an opportunity to move to US Kula. That was back in 2023. And since then, from last more than couple of years, I am part of US Kula University. International research visits. I just came this weekend from Stanford University. I was there for 6 months. In between, I was here in Finland for a short duration, but it was a 6 month research visit, which is related to my main research project, which is artificial intelligence and entrepreneurship, where I'm trying to explore the human side of artificial intelligence based entrepreneurship. And as part of that project, I was interviewing different people, different experts all over the world who were connected somehow to the Silicon Valley. And I was able to conduct like 90 interviews with the AI entrepreneurs and AI experts. That's research-wise what I'm currently actively working on. In 2023, I went to Sweden, Jönköping, which is a very good school and very famous for entrepreneurship. And I was lucky to be working with someone who got a research prize in 2023, which is considered to be a little Nobel Prize in entrepreneurship. So I got my postdoc with him, but because of my personal reasons and I wanted to be in Finland, I did not pursue that postdoc, but I went there for a short research visit, which was for a few weeks. And then we also published a project out of it. Other than sports, I like reading. So reading is something which, if I'm not doing anything, so it means I'm reading. And then mentoring young people is my another hobby, working with young people, because I have developed this deep belief based on my previous experiences. And it all started like when I was teaching in Pakistan. It was the top university there. And I saw that, you know, some of the teachers from us, they were not of very good quality. But on the other side, when I looked at the students, they were talented. They were, you know, phenomenal. They were very competent, dedicated. They have that hunger to succeed. And I started mentoring some of them, and around 10 of them came for PhDs internationally in different countries. They have completed. Some of them are far ahead than me in their career. So that is something I really like, working with young and energetic people who want to succeed. And then when they are successful, sitting behind and looking at them and being cheerful, that is something I really love to continue. So it's brief about me. Then we can, it would be very good to know about you. And so you guys can also know about each other. So for that, what I did was, there is this small activity. So you can log into Moodle. Have you been able to access the course from Moodle? Okay. So if you can open Moodle, go to the session one. And there you will see the PowerPoint slides. You can go to slide number 4. And on the slide number 4, you will see this Google form. Please fill this form and press the submit button. And then we can collectively see that what kind of class profile we have got, and then we can try to figure out how we can leverage different skills and capabilities of the students for the for attaining the best learning outcomes. Let me think I need to connect my laptop. Yeah, just give me a couple of minutes.
And
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and when you choose PowerPoint, go to there.
Yeah, I'm extremely sorry for a small technical glitch. So basically, this is the class profile. If we see, we can see together. So from the academic background, you can see that we have people from business or economics background, which is 42% of the class. Then we have around 21% people from the information systems background. Then we also have history, linguistics, sports, physics, and others. So it shows, you know, the academic diversity in the class. If we look at the country of birth, so around 65% of the people are from non-EU countries. And from non-EU, there are many countries in the list of non-EU countries. We have people 30% from Finland, then other Scandinavian countries and EU. So we also have this diversity. Have you lived outside of your home country? That's good. So 50% of the people have lived outside of their home country. How many countries you have traveled? 65%. So we have 3, 5, 10. Have you traveled to other Nordic countries? 65% have traveled. Then other EU countries, 80% have traveled to other 80 countries. 30% have also traveled to Canada, North America, Africa, Asia. So we have quite, you know, diverse experiences in the class. How many languages do you speak? 53% they can speak 2 languages. 38% can speak 3 languages. And there are also few people who can speak like 5 languages. Interestingly, no one can speak 4. So there are 3 and 5. So do you speak any language which is mainly spoken in Finland? 33%, Africa, Asia. Do you have any direct or indirect business experience? 9% have, 71% don't have. This is interesting. So 13% want to continue with further studies, with research maybe. 23% want to start own business. 64% want to continue for the job, want to go for job. Can you be interested in your business? Yes. 68% says that they can be interested at some point in their life. So if you look at this, it means that 64% people, they want to go for job immediately. And then 68% people, they can start their business at some point in life after gaining considerable experience. So we don't go into the detail of these, what motivated you to this course. So do you see any surprises for you? Are there any surprises in this class profile? Or did you expect it? Did you expect this kind of profile in the class before? Anyone? Yes? Mm-hmm. 5 languages. Okay, cool. Anyone else? Anything? Okay, so should I take it as it met your expectations? Okay, so what we see is in the class, you can see, and that is something very important in the international class environment. And being a teacher, I always encourage students to take benefit from the diversities of the class. Because, you know, just take an example of 2 persons. One is from India, maybe just to give you an example. He or she knows the Indian culture very well, coming from a very different cultural setup, coming from a very different family background, very different institutional environment, very different economic background, being exposed to many different languages. And then on the other side, there is someone, just to give you an example, from Finland or let's say from France, coming from a very different institutional setup, very different educational experiences, very different family background. So all very different types of experiences. But usually in the international class environments, what happens is we have different options. So one option is that we don't interact with each other at all. But that usually doesn't happen. So the second option is we interact with the other colleagues, other students, other peers, but at the surface level. We just come to the class, say hi, hello, how are you? And then we just go out. So that interaction takes place at the very surface level. And then there is third type of interaction, which goes to little bit deeper level. You engage, you discuss about different topics, you discuss about experiences, you openly share your experiences with each other. And that is where if you go into research and you see different type of studies, what has been done. So there is this discussion that diversity leads to creativity. Diversity leads to innovation. Diversity leads to broadening of your thinking horizons. It gives you different perspectives. It gives you different ways to look at the same problem. But please keep in mind that it does not happen automatically. It doesn't happen that you are just sitting in a multicultural environment where there is academic diversity, where there is cultural diversity, but usually we don't realize what kind of opportunities, learning opportunities these cultural diversities can give us. Where there is linguistic diversity, where there is career diversity, people want to go in different directions. So we usually don't realize, you know, benefits of these diversities. So what I encourage all of you is, please, be entrepreneurial. Be an entrepreneur. We will discuss more about, you know, entrepreneurship. And what do I mean by being an entrepreneur is to come out of your comfort zone. Go and talk to someone, meet someone, discuss, start that discussion. Try to ask, you know, those basic questions, how their life is. We are in the business field. We are not, you know, in technical or very scientific fields where we are just discussing, for example, chemistry, different chemicals and different type of scientific phenomena. We are in the business fields and we are in the social, it comes in the social sciences. And more we meet other people, more we discuss with them, more we interact with them, the more broaden our thinking horizons become. And the more likely we are able to identify more opportunities for our careers, more opportunities for our businesses, more opportunities for our future. And that is also like I spent 6 months in Silicon Valley, and in 6 months, I was able to interact with around 300 people. I'm saying about detailed discussions, ranging from top consultancy companies, top professors, people in the entrepreneurship. And when I went there at the start, and now after 6 months, when I came back from there, I was able to develop some deeper interactions with some of the people. And believe me, when you go to that deeper level and you interact more, you learn more, you really, that is the reason you all have come here. I was looking at the profile. Many of you have come from for exchange studies. What is the purpose of exchange? Is it like, just like I come here and I tell you some of the concepts of entrepreneurship? Believe me, there are many interesting, high quality videos available on YouTube. Material available, you have got the reading expertise, you can understand all the content from there. But one thing you will really take from here is, and I encourage you from the very first class, is to interact with other people and take this diversity with you and change and take it as an opportunity to change your thinking. I hope it all makes sense. So be open-minded. Come, bring some critical discussion topics. Let me tell you, I was in US, and in those 6 months, many of the people, my colleagues, they discussed complicated topics like religion. They asked many critical questions, and we have been discussing many critical questions. Please bring those critical topics to discussion, but be respectful. Respect each other's opinions and way of life and everything. But at the same time, be active listener, be empathetic, have that collaboration mindset. If somebody doesn't agree with you, it does not mean that he or she is trying to, you know, underestimate you. Just take it as an opinion and build, you know, friendships, and try to give constructive feedback to each other. And participate well in the class, come prepared in the class, ask questions, and encourage different type of, you know, debates in the class. So that's the first thing in, so basically I usually divide the sessions in different portions. So this was the first subsection of today's session, where I wanted to give you a very simple message, very simple at the abstract level, that is, we have diversity in the class, and now it's up to you how we want to take benefit from this diversity from the class. Okay, any questions or reflections? No? Okay. So, next we can move to the, what do you expect from this course? Moving from diversity to the, you know, more course content. So, in this course, as I explained earlier, that you can expect a basic understanding of the concepts of entrepreneurship, how, what are different steps, are the process of new venture creation. And along with that, we will also, at the last point, which is focused on the application. So we have an entrepreneurial project where you will be applying some of these concepts into the practical case company, which you will be choosing later on. So how I have designed this course is, we will have a total 13 sessions. And these 13 sessions are divided. We will have one guest entrepreneur, and then we have four guest teachers. But some of these guest teachers, I have invited them particularly because they also have practical experience. For example, last year I invited one of my close friend from China. He has a company there in China, and now he is also associate professor. So he has business experience as well as academic experience. So I have invited someone from Aalto University and someone from our own department. Then there will be someone from the ecosystem from UVascula. They will be talking about entrepreneurial ecosystem here. So we will have four guest teachers, one guest entrepreneur, and one case simulation towards the end of the course, when we know the basic concepts of entrepreneurship. And other than that, rest I will be speaking on in the rest of the sessions. Attendance policy, it was a bit complicated with the attendance, but mainly you are strongly recommended to come in all the sessions, because coming here in the class and participating in the class, asking questions in the class, it really help enriches the class environment. But attendance is not mandatory. The first two sessions, because I wanted to know, you wanted to know each other, and then in the simulation. And also, especially when we have guest speakers, then please try to come, because we don't have many students, and it's a good gesture that if all of you come, especially in those sessions when we have guest speakers. But if you are absent more than four sessions, you should discuss with me, because it's good to have those kind of discussions beforehand. Reading materials, these are different books, which but you don't have to read all the books. It's a basic level course. You don't bother too much about all the readings. So you can take maybe one book and one chapter of a book for on a particular topic, and you can read that book. And other than that, if there will be some articles, I will share with you those articles in advance. But you have all these books in the PDF. I have uploaded all of them, except last two. I have uploaded all of them on Moodle, and you can access them from there for your own readings and more engagement. So learning assessment, very important part. We will discuss more about the learning assessments, and that is something I really want you to be very clear about the learning assessments, because last year some students were slightly confused, and that was the same for some exchange students. These learning reflections are very different, but I spent additional time this year. I spent few days to make these instructions very clear, so you really understand. And why I have chosen these learning reflections, I will share with you. There is a reason why I have chosen these learning reflections as an assessment method. So 50% of your grade is based on the personal learning reflections. 50% is based on the entrepreneurial project, which is the team project. But this year I have done it differently. You will submit learning reflections two times. So for the first learning reflections, there is this deadline of 27th of April. And I will give feedback in the first week of May on those learning assessments. They will be evaluated. And then second, you will submit the second part of the learning assessments at the end of the course. But again, throughout the course, please really take into consideration that you are the one who is on the driving seat. My role is very supportive. You have the materials available. You have the books available. You will have the lectures available. You will have online material available. So it's basically you, and you are very clear about your learning objectives. All of you have come to the class with different learning objectives. So I have designed it, you know, more flexibly. It's flexible course. And if you are on the driving seat, you come to class. After the class, I am here to give you time after the class. We can have more meetings. We can have more discussions. But it really depends where you want to take your learning. Some of you might be very ambitious. Some of you may not be that ambitious. So it all totally depends on you. So you are on the driving seat, and my role is a more, you know, supportive role. And that is precisely one of the reasons that I have chosen learning reflections as an assessment method. Have you done some of the learning reflections before in your past studies? How many of you have done learning reflections? 1, 2, 3. And how many of you who have done learning reflections, they are studying in Finland? Okay. So almost 100%. So it seems like, you know, a very Finnish thing, this learning reflection. But this learning reflection is, you know, very important scientific way to analyze your own learning. When you are on the driving seat and you are maintaining your learning experience in a systematic way, like after every session, you go, you engage with the material, you reflect on your experiences. What have you learned from the session? What was surprising thing? What was something new? Have you learned something new? You can take record of that. Reflect on that, whether it aligns with your goals or not. Then you come to the next class. Again, it, you know, continues. And this approach is also very helpful in your practical life. In your practical life. So do you do reflections often? Do you daily reflect on your activities, what you have done routinely, on your academic activities, on your professional activities, on your personal family activities? Do you take into account or monitor your time? How have you spent your day? If you have not done, sometimes try to do it. Just spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes every day just to reflect on your activities of the whole day, and then you will see, you know, what kind of changes your actions, you will have changes in your actions for the coming classes. And that is, you have to maintain this way, you can develop your own critical thinking skills on the content. So you have to basically, we submit for 10 reflections on 10 sessions, and 5 of those sessions should be from session number 1 to 7, and 5 of those sessions should be from session 8 to 13. So sessions 1 to 7 you can submit on 27 of April, and then the next one on 24th of May. I will talk a little bit more on the learning reflection in the coming slides. So what to focus in the reflections? So basically there are 5 areas you need to focus in the learning reflections. Now I will not speak much now. I will try to speak a little bit on every aspect, and then we can continue after setting the ground. If you have any question, you can ask me. The first thing is conceptual clarity. So when you are reflecting, you need to reflect on your conceptual clarity. And what is conceptual clarity? Conceptual clarity is, at the end of the session, there are different concepts which will be discussed in the class. There will be different theories, different perspectives which are being discussed in the class. So conceptual clarity is your ability to understand a concept and its features very clearly, and differentiating it from the other concepts. Just to give you one example, so if we have discussed 2 perspectives in the class, opportunity discovery and opportunity creation, so you are able to clearly understand the both concepts and their assumptions. What is discovery and what is opportunity creation? And that is the conceptual clarity you need to reflect in the learning reflections on each session. The second thing is, I have also included more, I have emphasized more into in this year, that is the learning engagement. What is learning engagement? So learning engagement is also a little bit different. So learning engagement is, to what extent you engage with the learning materials, okay? And what is the learning material? So there are different types of learning materials. One is the material what we are discussing here in the class. I have recorded the lectures. Those lectures are available online. You can go there, watch the lectures. You can sit in the class. Some of the students last year, they just, you know, keep taking the notes even in the class for the learning reflection. So you can take those notes. But that is, you know, level 1 of the learning engagement. What are the other levels of learning engagement? That is, after the session, you also have book readings. You have books. You have online materials. You can search online. You can watch some of the videos. And in the learning reflection, just write few sentences about it. How have you engaged with the learning? Try to go, you know, beyond the class learning. And that is also important aspect of the learning reflection. So conceptual clarity, the more broader you go in the engagement and the more deeper you go into the engagement, the higher the chances are that you will be getting, you know, a high kind of higher assessment. Clear? The third thing, significance. What do we mean by significance? So significance is basically when we are in a class, like in today's session, we are discussing many ideas. And somebody may think that, you know, in whole 1 hour and 30 minutes, I like that diversity idea. Someone may come and say that, you know, I like that reflective learning idea. someone may think that, you know, I like the learning engagement. That was something very significant for me. So it's significant for you. I'm more interested in your learning. So from all the concepts of the sessions, what is significant for you? But please give justifications. Give your reasoning. If you are saying that conceptual clarity is significant for me, I'm fine. If you are saying diversity is significant for me, I'm totally fine. But just give why it is significant. You got it? So different concepts. All of those concepts discussed in the class may not be equally significant. So try to differentiate what is more significant and what is less significant, and then put it in the learning reflection. The fourth thing is application. But this application is different than application into the business. This application is again your application for your life, your personal and professional life, in the short-term career, in the long-term career, how the learning from the class are the concepts and theories which are being discussed in the class, they are applicable to your plans, your goals, your learning goals. Just write that in the learning reflection, and then maintain that journal. After the first session, second session, third session, fourth session, and at the end of the course, you will be able to reflect like how your application learning has enabled you to, you know, better in your personal life. Writing clarity, you can use generative AI tools, I don't mind, but please mention explicitly that you have used generative AI tools, because we are committing a mistake. I have been using, I my research is on AI and entrepreneurship. I read every day about AI. I learn every day about AI. But you know, writing is also a mental activity. It's not just you go to generative AI. Don't just, you know, outsource all of your thinking to generative AI. Because that's not the purpose. If you are writing something very different from another person, you still both can get grade five. Because I'm more interested in your reasoning. I'm more interested in your reflections. Your conceptual clarity, what you have mentioned in these learning reflections. So at the end of the, and I'm entrepreneur, some of the people who are sitting in the class who have studied from me in another course, you can discuss with them that I really mean it. When I say that I am entrepreneurial and I want you to take risks, I want you to be creative, I want you to be innovative. So you will find me very supportive of all the innovative ideas and all what I am saying, hopefully. If you want to complicate your life, you can have a detailed look at the assessment rubric. This is also I have prepared this year. I'm not going to discuss this in detail, but it has all five levels, and then it has all five dimensions, what I will be using to evaluate learning reflections. But at the fundamental level, it's related to your personal learning reflections. And if you have got the gist of the idea that you have to reflect on your own learning, conceptual learning, then you are all fine with that. Any question related to this? Because I know this has been some of the most discussed things in the previous cohorts. Learning reflections. We are not clear about learning reflections. What to do with this? And I expect few questions from you. Any questions? Clarifications? Do you have the mic? Can you please pass on the mic? Yes. If you just press that mute button.
I wanted to know if we have to do the learning reflection.
Can
more
you speak a little bit loud?
Please? Yeah. I wanted to know if we have to do the learning reflection in a more formal way or in a more casual way? Like the writing style?
It should be semi-formal. Okay. And from the semi-formal, I mean, you can, in the first page of the report, you don't have to submit every week. So if you go to Moodle, you will see two reflection boxes, one for 27 and one for 24th of May. So in 27, you will have five reflections that will be like around 10 pages. So each reflection can be around 2 pages. Yeah. And then you can have first page where you can write your name, and please also write your student ID, because sometimes it really becomes very, very confusing to differentiate. Write it clearly. And then for the rest 10 pages, each reflection will have 2 pages, and then you have these 5 areas to reflect. If you are reflecting on conceptual clarity, so maybe you can spend half a page on discussing that, what are different concepts which are being discussed in the class, and you can reflect on those concepts. And then for the other reflection areas, significance and applicability, these 4 different areas, you can spend like half a page on every aspect. So it can be 2 pages, 1.5 line spacing, Times New Roman. These instructions are there already in the course outline as well as in the assignment boxes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Welcome. Anybody else? Please, I'm not going to discuss anything further if there are no, at least there should be 3-4 questions. Yeah, can you speak, because it's being recorded. So if you speak in the mic, it can be good for this.
Yeah, and regarding the length of the reflection, should it be 10 pages or should it, can it be less than 10 pages?
It can be even less than 10 pages, but you know, to be honest, when you are writing a reflection on a session and there are different theories and concepts what are being discussed, and you have to justify your own perspective with the reasoning, also you have to mention about application for your life. Typically, based on my earlier experiences, it even take more than 2 pages. So summing up it in, if you have good writing skills and you can sum up like less than 2 pages and still you are able to capture the gist of the learning reflections, I think I should be fine with that.
Okay. Thank you.
2 more questions. I'm not going to talk otherwise. Yeah, please.
Hi. I have a question related to referencing. So when, let's say, if we refer some journals or books or something, how do we put it?
Very interesting question. And yes, you should write the references and include all of those references at the end of the list. But they are not part of the learning reflection length. So they will be, you know, more than 10 pages. So those references should be at the end. But when you are writing about Kirzner or some of the key, but it's not like, it should not be very, reference-laden learning reflections, because I'm interested in your learning. And if you are mentioning about a particular concept and you just give 1 or 2 concept reference there, the key references, that should be enough. And in, for example, learning engagement, that is something which you should really take into account, because there are online sources and I want you to explore those sources, come prepared in the class, ask any questions what you have. And that learning engagement is different levels of learning engagement there. So you should also include that. But coming to the references, yes, you should include the references. Yep. 2 more questions. Please. You know, if you guys are not asking questions, the class is going to be very boring, because I will have to speak, and then at the end of the course, you guys will say that, oh, the course was very boring. Okay, no questions? So we have a few minutes of activity where you can just discuss with the person sitting next to you about the learning reflection. And then after that, I can ask some of you what you have discussed and what have you understood from the learning reflection aspect. Yep, sure, sure. You should really not worry about it. Even last year, there were people from different backgrounds. So it's designed in such a way that it will be at the basic level. So if you just come to the class, attend the sessions, try to read every week, and at the end of the session, last year, the students who were from the non-business background, they at the end of the session, they all agreed that they have learned some of the new things from the session. So I don't think so. And in the groups, you will have people from the business background in every group. If you face any difficulty, you can ask me, like after the class, I will be here. So I can definitely discuss with you. Thank you. Okay, guys. So, any questions or reflections or comments? I'm asking it because, again, this is something very important, you know, to understand, because after this session, some of you people may not be coming for the lectures, and some will be working on the with the recording lectures. So it's important to understand that what is the requirement of the course. So basically, you have two requirements. One is these learning reflections, and the other one is the entrepreneurial project. So these are the two reflections. There is no exam for the course. You have all the materials, and you can complete those materials. But again, coming to the class definitely is always something which is beneficial. So if you have any confusions, please let me know. Otherwise, I can move to the next next part.
Yeah, could you tell us more about the entrepreneurial project?
Mm-hmm.
How would it be structured? And
yeah, that's I'm going to talk now. Yeah. Can you please help me with the?
Do we have to focus on everything we learned in the lecture, or just maybe a couple of things that we really resonated with?
Any answer to this question from the class? So basically, if you know, look at the format of the learning reflection, so it has four sections, as I explained earlier. So the first part is conceptual clarity. And in the conceptual clarity, you can just write half a page on what has been discussed in the session. Maybe, and just the key ideas of the session. Definitely, you don't need to write everything what has been discussed in the session. It's not possible in two pages. And then from there, you can focus on some aspects which are more important. For example, in tomorrow's session, we will discuss about what is entrepreneurship, who is an entrepreneur, and motivations and some other things. But maybe if you look at all those, and you may end up to the thinking that this Kirzner and Schumpeter, they are two big names in the economics, and who have played a great role in entrepreneurship. You may end up that, okay, these are two perspectives which are really very important, and I want to focus on these two. And then it's, you have to go deep into that, and you can, you know, reflect more on that. So it's related to you. Again, you are on the driving seat. So with this personal reflection, it's completely related to your learning and your reflection. So if in the class there are 20 concepts and you find that only two are more relevant to you, more significant to you, and you want to reflect more on that, and they are more applicable to your personal life, your personal goals, they are more significant for you. But you can give reasoning and arguments why they are important and why they are, you know, more significant. So in this part of the course, it's enough. And then we have another part which is related to the entrepreneurial project. There we have another way to apply different concepts from the session into a case company. So rest of the things will be, you know, covered up there. So altogether, if you combine these two assignments, the personal reflections and the entrepreneurial project, you will be able to achieve the outcomes of the course, which are understanding the basic concepts of the entrepreneurship. That is the main thing. And the secondly, there will be some application into the practical case company. So at the end of the course, you will be able to achieve both of these aims. I hope you got the answer. Okay, thank you. So the second aspect is the entrepreneurial project. It is 50% of the assessment. what you need to do is you have to select one case company in your group, and the group details I will share at the end of the session. And you have to conduct a detailed interview with the entrepreneur or the founder of that company. And maybe you can start interviewing the founders after 4 or 5 sessions. That would be the right time to start interviewing the entrepreneurs. I will share with you the detailed interview guideline also. And after the interview, you have to apply some of the concepts to deeper understand the case company, the entrepreneur and his company. And then in the group, you have to prepare a report. I will share the complete format of the report, which is there in the course outline. But briefly, I will also share in the PowerPoint presentations. It will be a 20-page report, almost 20-page, with 1.5 line spacing, 12 font size. And the basic idea here is application of the concept. That's the key thing. In the learning reflections, you have conceptual clarity, you have your own engagement, you have personal application. But here it is the application of the concept in the case company. It is not the application in your personal life. Your personal life application is there in the personal reflections. Here you have to take the concept and apply it into the case company to deeply understand the dynamics of the case company and decision making and actions of the entrepreneurs. So there are different themes. The whole idea is to, yes. So can you please pass on the mic? Yep.
Yes. Thank you. So I noticed that you wanted us to submit the recordings, but why? What's the reason for that?
You mean those interview recordings?
Yes.
Because I can be, because when I am evaluating the reports, I have the interview recordings or the transcripts, and then I can see how you have reflected on those. But if there is some specific reason, like there is some issue in submitting the recording, then definitely we can discuss that also. But it's just to get a comprehensive picture of the interview as well as the reflections. You can just submit the transcripts if the interview recording is an issue. So in the entrepreneurial project, the whole idea is that we will be focusing on the new venture creation process. And in the new venture creation process, mainly we will cover 5 themes in the entrepreneurial project. The first is related to the entrepreneur. Who is an entrepreneur? What are his or her skills and abilities, knowledge, experiences, cognition, thinking? That whole theme is related to entrepreneur as a person. The second theme is related to opportunity identification. That is related to how the idea is, what is the problem the entrepreneur is trying to solve? How that problem is being selected? That all detail. So we will have those discussions in the coming sessions. The third section is when he or she decided to exploit the opportunity and create an organization. So how the organization was created, what kind of challenges were faced, how many employees are working, how many customers are there, how they are dealing with the operational matters of the company. We will have again all those discussions in the coming sessions. Then the strategies, marketing strategies, financial strategies, growth strategies, so different type of strategies which are being followed by the entrepreneur. That can be summed up into one section. The last 5th section will be entrepreneurial ecosystem, because entrepreneurs always do not have the resources. So sometimes they have to take resources from incubators. They have to rely on other actors from the environment. So that comes into the ecosystem, and we can write a section about the entrepreneurial ecosystem. Detail of the course outline is there in the course, the interview guide. I have here the detailed interview guide in the course outline, but as per my experience, when you will go for the interview, you will not be able to ask all the questions. So don't follow that course, interview guideline religiously. Just keep in mind your key themes. Key theme is entrepreneur. Key theme is opportunity identification. Key theme is exploitation. Key theme is getting help from external sources, and let the discussion flow naturally. So it's not necessary that you have to ask all the questions what are there in the interview guide. They are there just to guide you, and they are based on the content of the sessions, what we will be discussing in the coming sessions. So you can get guide from there. For example, if you look at the sample questions, they are related to opportunity identification. And if you look at the questions, what motivated you to become an entrepreneur, it's related to entrepreneur. But after that, how did you identify the opportunity? Why did you choose this opportunity? There were different types of opportunities. Why this particular opportunity? How it was identified? Did you search online? Did you discuss with someone? So different ways, but I'm not going into, you know, detail of that content, because that will come in the coming sessions. Feasibility assessment, that is the idea assessment or the opportunity assessments. These are five questions which can guide you to get more detail about the opportunity identification from the entrepreneurs. And same will be the case for the rest of the four other key themes, which are entrepreneur, ecosystem, and organizing, exploitation, and those kind of things. Here you can see the detail of the report. So the report will have 7 sections, 19 pages report. The first section is the introduction. You can just write something about the company and a basic introduction. The second chapter is related to opportunity identification, and it will have further 3 subsections. Identifying the problem, what problem, then what is the idea of the company? Problem is one thing, idea of the company is the second thing. Then how the idea was assessed and the confidence was developed that this is the idea to be pursued further. Then the second chapter is related to organizing. There will be different frameworks which we can use to understand how the organization is being created. Business model canvas, lean startup, and design thinking, they are different approaches to understand when an entrepreneur wants to develop an organization. And you can read more about that. I have uploaded a book on a lean startup, which is one of the very popular approach in entrepreneurship. It's for your own reading. It's not mandatory, but I have uploaded there in the Moodle. And if you want to read more on that method, especially in the technology field, most of the companies, they follow lean startup method. So you can read more about that. Then entrepreneur, it's related to, as I discussed earlier, personal traits, capital, skills, and all of that. Entrepreneurial strategies, different type of strategies are there. So the last section can be a short section which is related to conclusion. But again, what is the key idea here and how it is different from the personal reflections? In the personal reflections, the focus is on you. And in the entrepreneurial project, the focus is on the entrepreneur. So the concept and the application of concept. So here the focus is on the applications. So how deeply you understand the concepts and how well you are able to apply the concepts. And coming to your question, definitely you cannot apply all the concepts. So you get a gist of the idea and then you apply, you know, that gist of the idea to the content, to the session. Any questions related to entrepreneurial project? No. Okay, so we can move further. It's something related to work hours calculation. For this course, you need almost 1 hour 35 hours. That's average. But some people may need more hours. Some people may need less hours, depending upon their previous background and different people have different skill set and capabilities. But generally, the course is, requires around 135 hours of work. So with that done, if there is no question, so what you can do is know your group partners. And for this, you can open the Moodle page of the course, and then you can go to the section which is the group details, instructions and group details. There you will see a file which is group details file. You can find who is member of your group. You can change the group if you like, but this is I initially prepared, keeping in mind the diversity in each group. But while changing the group, please make sure that in every group there, it should not be the case that all business students should be in one group. So I have tried that in every group, there is one or two student from the business background. Then there are students from the non-business background. So you can learn from each other. And especially I expect, you know, from the business people, you should play a leadership role here by helping those students who are from the non-business background, because this group project will be evaluated as a whole. It's not a personal evaluation. So you can help those people who are from the non-business background. Maybe we can have a look here. Let me see if I can open Moodle. So you can see your group members. Find them in the class and exchange information and then discuss these two things. What do you think about the clarity of learning reflection and its assessment? And what do you think about the clarity of entrepreneurial project and its assessment? So it's the tab, second tab. These are the group reflections here. So, yeah, maybe we can do like group one can come here, group two, three, four. Please get up from your seats and find your partners.
I don't think mine is supposed to be like
that. No, it should not be like this. Maybe you can see here.
Yeah.
What's your name?
P-O-T.
P?
P-O-T.
T. No.
It sounds like that.
So when did you register for the course?
Yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. So what you can do is you have access to this file. You can add your name into some group. Okay. Your name is not there in the group. You can have a look at the groups maybe later on, and then you can add your name.
Yeah. So I can just join a group.
Yeah. You can just mention your name in some group. Are you from the business background?
No. I study communication and public relations, but okay. I'm an exchange student.
Yeah.
From Romania.
Yeah, okay. But then you can see like some of the group where there are four people, you can add your name there and become the fifth one.
Yeah. I'll see, because I can see some of the people that I already know.
No problem. It should not be the case anyhow. You can just meet online and you can plan some. That's the whole.
Do we have a group 8?
Diversity.
And I also have a question. When I
are we going to receive the final grade?
It will be end of May, first week of June maybe.
Because I'm leaving on the 13th of May. Mm-hmm. And hey guys, one more thing. You have access to the file, and some people, if they are not comfortable, so it's just like I gave you an idea. I believe in diversity and I like to meet other people. So I wanted to come out. I want to come out of my comfort zone. But if you guys are more comfortable, but one thing need to be sure is that academic diversity should be there in the group. So all people should not be from the business background in one group. There should be people from other disciplines in the group. And then you have the access to the file. You can change that and you can form your own groups. I'm totally fine with that arrangement.